Jet Propulsion Laboratory, which is now NASA. And normally I was kept out of the loop as to what they did, but this one particular time I walked through a door that I wasn't supposed to, and there on the easel, by an illustrator who was incredible by the name of Glenn Hawk, was the space shuttle, 1966. It did not fly till 1981. So this suppression of information has been going on for eons.
Well, point well taken, and I think Bob and John and Gene are sort of examples of what our knowledge is of suppression of this kind of technology. Any closing comments from our guests, Bob? Anything you want the listeners to know about what's next for you or what this strange journey has been like?
Well, the strange journey has really been something. Certainly, it's taken my life in directions I never thought it would. I do constantly get people that are, you know, really wanting to ask me questions, even people doing research and looking for, actually even in a couple instances, some research labs that are looking at advanced propulsion and just looking for some possible insight. And I apologize for not getting back to everybody, but if you do want to contact me, just be patient. And the only place is our website. It's the email
UnitedNuclear.com.
Well, right. Sales at UnitedNuclear.com, or just go to our website,
right,
and buy some stuff.
All right. Bob Lazar, Gene Huff, John Lear, thanks for staying up late with us. It was fascinating. Next Sunday, JFK Roundtable. Hope you can join us then. I'm George Knapp. Good night, everyone.